Day 10. Loneliness. There's a famous line in a poem by Lord Byron where he says, "I stood among them, but not of them." I stood among them, but not of them. This is a feeling that everyone, especially highly creative people, have all the time. They're in a crowd, and yet they hold themselves separate and apart from the crowd. They understand that they are not exactly like everyone else. And the world often feels made for other people. Things that everyone else seems interested in, gets excited by, buys tickets for, you couldn't care less about. And the things that you find so fascinating are perceived by the rest of the world as arcane, obscure, dumb, not interesting, you name it. This can lead to a feeling of loneliness. Here's the thing. Everyone feels lonely. Everyone feels a little bit like they don't quite belong. And that has to do with the nature of identity. Inside of our heads, you know, we're in here all by ourselves, having a completely personal, completely insular experience of the world. We're in here all by ourselves, looking out from our own eyes, and everyone else is outside of our head. Everyone else is having an exterior experience of us, right? They see you from the outside, which is a perspective you can never have. You have never seen yourself from across the room. You've never flirted with you or watched you get a little tipsy or glimpsed the back of your head in a crowd. You've never seen you from across a room and thought, "Oh, who's that?" You've never been on the receiving end of your own energy. So all you have is the interpretations you make of how other people respond to you. And that doesn't always match what's happening for you on the inside. Here's an example. A person might get perceived as being aloof or distanced, when what they are feeling on the inside is shy. A person might be perceived as meddling when they think all they're doing is trying to be nice and helpful. That disconnect can lead to a feeling of loneliness. And that's okay. Because loneliness is in many ways the truth. We are in here alone. We are born alone, and we will certainly die alone. We are on our own path, on our own journey. We are a unique expression of the divine in this time, in this place, in this moment. But I want you to notice, too, how much like everyone else you are. How much you have in common with everyone else. You breathe the same air, you get hungry, you eat food, you laugh at jokes, you love things that are beautiful, you love curling up under a blanket and feeling cozy, you want your work to matter, you want your children to do better than you. You enjoy the activities that others enjoy, not all of them, but some of them. In fact, probably about 90% of you is exactly, pretty much exactly, like everybody else. Lean into that sameness right now. Lean into that unity of human expression. And know that the rest of it, the part of you, the sliver of you that is different from everyone else, is what gives you a different perspective on problems. That different perspective that you bring to your work, your art, your life, your relationships. It's why people want to hear what you have to say. That unique perspective is the thing you can charge the most money for. It's the thing other people value most in their relationship with you. It is the thing you can always rely on. If you want to become a celebrity, you will become a celebrity because of that part of you that makes you feel lonely. Isn't that funny? In your real life planner today, pick one of your could-dos and ask yourself, how could I make this just 1% more me today? How could I show up just 1 degree more authentically? How could I imbue this item or task with my own unique flair today? See what bubbles up and play around with the results. Let me know what happens for you. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Let's inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine love expressing through us as us, we come to you knowing that we have never been apart from you. We cannot be apart from you. When we feel lonely or abandoned, it is because we have allowed ourselves to believe a lie. We know that loneliness is a lie because thinking about it contracts us. We feel tense, upset, angry, and afraid. Lies shut us down and limit our possibilities, but the truth is relaxing. The truth sets us free, knowing that we are never apart from the divine, that the world is made of love and we are an inextricable part of it. That truth relaxes us. Knowing that you are loved and needed and necessary and always will be, this is an idea with possibilities. So while our ego may complain, our inner wisdom knows the truth. We are never alone. We are always co-creating the world with the world. So the world asks, what would you like to co-create today? Amen.